This is an In It For The Kicks exclusive.
Patrick Hawkins and Stuart Maxwell, they make up the Auckland-based drum and bass duo State of Mind. Now, in the past decade, they have released four albums, two of which have been nominated for the New Zealand Music Awards. They have set up their own SOM music label, they've toured the globe on numerous occasions, and have produced countless EPs. Now, of those EPs, just this week, their latest has become the number one drum and bass release on digital store Beatport. Now, last week, we played the track Full Force, and it prompted me to get Pat from State of Mind in to tell us a little bit more about the Full Force EP.
Okay, so the Full Force EP, it was partially made here in New Zealand and partially in Budapest in Hungary. It is a four-track EP. The title track itself, Full Force, was a sketch we had around the time of Eat the Rich, which was, we finished that over here in New Zealand with both me and Stu in the studio. Second track, Bypass, that was actually just a Stu solo tune while I was away on tour, and he sent that over to me while I was out, while I was in Holland, I think. And on first listen, I was straight away, that's bad, we've got to make sure that comes out. Third track would be Know Your Place, which is the collab with Jade, who runs the label Eat Brain, and Mindscape, who are both Hungarians. And the fourth track would be Chariots, which is a tune with Chris Su, who is also a Budapest native. It's selling really well, which is great. After we just released another EP not long before that with a collab EP with Black Sun Empire, so it was good to keep the momentum going with this one, and to have it go straight to number one on the Beatport charts is, we're really, really happy about it. Yeah, so we've been playing it all around the world at the moment, the Full Force EP. Stu has only recently just got back from Europe, and I leave next week to head over there for another month. So yeah, we'll be taking it on the road and playing it for most of the shows. I think we play all four tracks from the EP at just about every show. So yeah, it's been pretty well received. It's had a lot of DJ support, which is really good for us. A lot of big names overseas, like the likes of Ed Rush and Optical, Friction, Bad Company guys, as well as like a lot of the new tech guys, they're all supporting it, which is always a great sign for us. After the Full Force EP, I think we will slowly be going back in the studio and looking at writing the next album. We've got maybe two tracks that we've sort of put away, sketches that will be something that we'll kind of build towards, trying to come up with a slightly new sound from the last record, I guess, and from the last Full Force EP.